Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is me and my girl parked in a club in the glow.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. It's time for Boat Smart. Our guy Stefan Schmidt is here. It's time to hit the waters, and we're ready for the weekend, Stefan. That's what I think.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think the weather's going to be pretty nice this weekend. Hopefully get some sunshine, right?
Yes.
We've had nothing but rain for the last few weeks or months.
I'm ready for some sun.
Everybody's over it, I think. So let's get some sunshine and get in some boating and enjoy the weekend. Hopefully that will happen for you. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. You can also text your questions at that number, 850-437-1620. More than happy to answer any questions you may have about your boat, your trailer. Maybe you have a question about my class, the Marine Service class over at Georgetown Technical College. More than happy to answer those questions for you, try to help you in any way. Maybe you have a comment or something good to say about George Stone, about the show or something, please call or text us, 850-437-1620. I'd love to hear from my listeners, and that's just always the best part of the show is when someone calls or texts in, that's for sure. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center. Key Marine is located at 5621 Byer Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is the phone number. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting pricing on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Those both products are hard to get right now, I tell you. So I would check with Key Marine first. I know they have some inventory out there. So if you're looking for a repower, check with Key Marine first. Give them a call, 850-492-0487 for your Yamaha and Mercury Repower. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all MerCruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha products. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. Check them out on Facebook for any specials and things they have going on there as well. They are more than happy to help you. Key Marine, I love having them as a sponsor of my show, and I appreciate what they do for us in the industry. So thank you, Key Marine, for sponsoring the show. I am the Marine instructor at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown is located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. GeorgetownCollege.edu is the website. The phone number, 850-941-6200. I'd prefer that you go, or you probably have better luck if you go to the website, georgestonecollege.edu, and check out that chat feature. That works really well. You can get a hold of the VA. You can get a hold of our counselors, myself, any instructor out there at the school. That chat feature really does a good job getting you to the right place. I notice sometimes the principal will send me an email and say, hey, I got a person that contacted me on chat. Will you please contact this person? So we get the message moved along to the appropriate areas. If you didn't know how to get a hold of me or any other instructor out there, they will get you to the right area. That is for sure. We do have scholarships available. You must pre-qualify for those. VA and Pell Grants are also available. So I'm going to tell you, here we go. Summer school is in the books. We had, 6 weeks of summer school? Yep. 6 weeks of summer school, and they are in the books, and we had such a great time. And I'm going to talk a little bit about summer school as we go into the show a little bit here, but I want to talk really first about some safety thing that I had happened to me. Jenna, get on to me or say what happened or what. But
is this like one of those like, you know, a reason why women live longer than men kind of moments?
Well, I don't know. This may go the other way.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. So here's what happened. Last weekend was invited to go on a pontoon boat over on Blackwater River. Some friends invited us to go along. And go to the boat ramp. And what I didn't realize was that I was actually the captain at this point. I didn't know that I was going to be the captain. I thought that I was going to go on a boat ride, basically, and just hang out, which I would love, you know. I don't mind being a captain if, you know, if I need to be. And the people that own the boat, they pull up in the boat, and we get to get our coolers and normal stuff on the boat. And then, of course, I end up having to back the boat into the water, okay? Because it started from there. Back the boat in the water, get the boat on the dock, and park the trailer and everything, and then get everything on the boat. Now, when I get on a boat, and I want to know if my listeners do the same thing. I like to have everything ready, so when I get on that dock after launching the boat, I can get off that dock as quickly as possible, okay? I want to get off the dock. That way, if there's another boat coming in or going out, they can get in there and get their boat loaded or unloaded, and you move on. So I try to have everything ready to go. So we get everything on the dock, and it's kind of a little bit of a mess then, trying to get the stuff on the boat at the dock. And I'm like anxious because I say, I want to get off the dock. So, all right. So we get off the dock finally, and we're idling out. And as we come into the mouth of the Blackwater River, there's a sheriff's boat out there with his blue lights on. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Yep. Okay.
Okay. And I see him checking boats. Well, that triggers something in my brain, right? What did it trigger?
Well, do you have don't you need a boating license?
Well, no. Safety gear.
Oh, they're checking that. But
right.
But you're good.
They're
you usually have
people
all that.
Over checking safety gear. So I look over at the owner of the boat and I said, hey, let me see your safety gear.
Oh, no.
And there was a puzzled look on her face. I said her.
Not,
I told Jenna.
Oh,
okay.
Man. No,
and,
she didn't.
Not one, we had an 11-year-old on the boat, and we had three adult women on the boat, myself. And she said, I have a life jacket for him. And that was all they had.
Oh,
and
boy.
Now,
that's a facepalm moment right there.
So I eased the boat around and started headed back to the dock. And she's like, well, where are you going? I said, we're not going anywhere without safety gear. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
So apparently they were using this boat several times without safety gear on board. And, you know, it turned out to be a good lesson for them because I went over the safety gears and things you need to have and what happens, you know, if you don't have it and that kind of stuff. So we actually put the boat back on the shore. We didn't put it on a trailer, but I eased it up on the shore there. They ran to some store locally and got enough life jackets and throw cushion and all the other stuff that they needed, came back, and it ended up being a good day after that. But please, you know, I should have been more proactive getting on somebody else's boat, and we've talked about this before. Ask the captain where the safety gear is. Even though they have the safety, they may have it on the boat, where is it? Right? It doesn't do you any good if you don't know where it is.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
really doesn't do you any good if you don't know if it's on the boat or if it's not on the boat, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, safety that, first.
Yeah. So that was an eye-opener for me. You know, sometimes you take things for granted. You assume things, you know, that kind of stuff. Don't assume things. Ask your captain where your safety gear is. Make sure they have everything on that boat that you need. And move forward. And we put the life jacket on the 11-year-old. To make sure it fit him and everything, make sure he knew how to put it on. So it turned into a lesson, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But you know, so that's a good thing, right?
Of course.
Anyway, I wanted to share that with my listeners and let y'all know, please check safety gear. Please check your safety gear. Make sure that you have it on the boat and enough for every person on that boat. We ended up not getting checked. It was a no wake zone, so the guy was pulling people over for waking the area too. So we were, you know, we didn't get checked.
Saved
but hey,
by
I
the
was
wake.
Thinking, I was thinking, what happens if the officer recognized me or asked me what I did for a living or something, and then we had no safety gear on the boat? That would have been a disaster.
Yeah,
you know?
That wouldn't have been like your best moment, but it wouldn't have been completely your fault. And then you could redeem yourself here on the show. So that's all right.
Yeah. So we rectified the problem. I didn't get too far away from the dock before it happened. So anyway, it turned out to be a great day. Enjoyed the time on the boat. And we had a good day that day. So anyway, it turned out great. So yeah, we had a great summer school. And, you know, we talk about summer school and how much hands-on it is and that kind of thing. And last week I talked about the field trips that we were taking. So I'm going to recap the field trips. We took two field trips last week. We went to Marine Max, with Jeff Kilgore of Mercury Marine. And then the next day we went to Blazer Boats with Jeff Kilgore from Mercury Marine. And we had a great time, and the students learned so much just by going on these field trips. They had an opportunity to watch the facility haul out I believe it was a 58-foot boat, a Sea Ray. They were hauling it out and lifting it out of the water. So we were able to stand there next to it and explain to the students what was happening and why they were taking their time and where the straps were supposed to be and how they are very careful not to damage the boat as they lift it and those kind of things. So that was very interesting to the students. They've never seen anything like that, you know, at all. And then we were able to get on a on the boat. It was a 38-foot whaler. Think about this. This boat was around $450,000, Jenna. $450,000 boat.
What?
Yep. And my students and I, myself, took our shoes off, of course, got on the boat with Jeff, and then Jeff went through a lot of different systems on the boat and talked to my students about the G3 software, the Mercury software, and how it hooked to the motors, and was demonstrating how to pull down information off the motors and where the systems were located and things like that. So my students got their eyes on this and literally got their hands on it as well. And they were able to raise hatches up and find battery switches and things like that, which they don't always get an opportunity to do, or probably, it's so sad to say, probably 90% of my students don't get this opportunity until they get into the field, because we don't have that ability all the time to have that type of, that caliper of boat or at our school, right? So our field trips that we take are so, so very important to get my students out there to see what's out in the field. So that was so much fun for them. They got to see, this was really cool. Okay. They put the boat in the water, and this young lady got in the boat with her helper. They worked at the marina, and she pulled that boat around the marina and backed that thing into slip like a boss. I mean, beautiful, right? So I told Jeff Kilgore, I said, I want to talk to that young lady. I want to talk to her. So after she got the boat secured, Jeff walks over and says, "You mind if we talk to you for a minute?" Now I've got 10 people standing around there. She kind of like, okay, you know, she was not, you know, she didn't know what to think, of course.
Right.
But we asked her to come over and talk to my students. And so we asked her, you know, how did you learn how to do this? What's the process? You know, how did you learn how to operate a boat like that? And she gave my students some great points. She said, I've been here for 7 months. And she said, when I first got on these boats, she says, I was scared to death. I was nervous. They teach you how to do the boat, you know, how to move the boats around and things like that at the marina. That's kind of your stepping stone. You work here for like 2 weeks and you get in the boats with people and you kind of watch. And then they kind of let you ease you into running the boats around. And she said, with running the boat and moving the boat around, she says, now I have the confidence that I can move any boat in this marina. And that is just a great example to my students to build that confidence of learning and to understand that you start at this lower level of learning and you move yourself up nice and slow to, you know, to a level of expertise, if you will, right? So that's what she kind of let the students know. And that was so much fun to be able to do that. So we got on a boat, we did some things on that boat, and then we ended up moving into the hangar where the boats are stored into the high dry area. And we talked about things in there and we walked through the high dry and we got up to the other end where the technicians are working in their areas. And I had two technicians walk over to me. One had graduated, Preston was his name. He graduated last year working at this location. And then I had another one that graduated about 4 or 5 years ago working to come over and talk to me. And then he gave my students advice. How about that?
That's pretty good.
That was really cool.
That's a treat.
you know, he started talking to my students and saying, you know, talking about his how he was at George Stone and mm-hmm. how that worked out and how he transitioned to the field and how to be patient. We try to teach our students to be patient as they transition. So he was able to talk to that about that transition period of, you know, the nervousness, the not knowing kind of thing, and transitioning, right? So that was great to be able to do that at that location. And we went inside and talked to some service advisors. So they got a real, real good understanding of that location and the things that they do. So that was a really, really fun day. This is a call-in show. Let me give the phone number, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions or comments, you can call or text. We got about 10 minutes left on the show, it looks like. I think I'm right there, yep. And more than happy to take your calls or questions or comments. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. So we did that on that day, and that, you know, that was our whole morning. And that was a good, fun trip there. And also what my students took away from this, we took away that it's not only a technician job in the industry. There were several jobs at that location, career choices that the students can do, where they don't necessarily have to be a technician in the industry, but there were so many different opportunities at that one location to have a career in the marine industry. They could be parks personnel, they could be service advisors, they could be boat handlers and work the docks, that kind of thing. And they can be technicians. And so they really took a lot away from that visit. So the following day, we ended up at, Blazer Boats over in Ellison Industrial Park. That location is here in Pensacola. We get that boat builder. It's called Blazer Bay Boats and Blazer Boats. And Jeff Kilgore met us over there again. And we took this opportunity to learn to see how boats are actually built, believe it or not, from the inside out. And that's how boats are kind of built, from the inside out. They reverse build them. They put them in a mold and they pop them out of these molds, and that becomes a boat. And my students had this opportunity to walk into this boat factory, if you will, boat manufacturing plant, and walk through and check out from the very beginning the life of the boat, the mold, all the way till the boat was all the way back together. They got to see every step along the way of this process. Very important for my students to see this. I mean, it helps them to understand how boats are built. It helps them to understand how wiring is routed to the boats and where this wiring is put in at and the different points. So one of the things that I told my students is if you look at this boat, it didn't have the cap on it. That's the upper portion of the boat. It's just a hull. Well, they put so many of these components in the boat before they ever put a cap on. Well, once the cap goes on, those components that they put in the boat, the bilge pumps, the aerators, those type of things, any pumps, fuel tanks, those areas, the space is limited for access, because once the cap goes on, it covers up a lot of that stuff. So, but with the students seeing without the cap, they could understand what was going on inside the boat. So that was a great experience for them. We were probably at that location a good 2.5 hours, maybe 3 hours, talking about how to manufacture a boat, the engines and how they rig them, steering systems, electronics, those kind of things. And they had an opportunity to just see every step along the way. So when I left there, this location, Blazer Boats, they like to work closely with us too. So we work with boat manufacturers as well. They actually are interested in hiring some of my students on a part-time basis to allow them to work in that location, not only to educate them and to help them to learn more about boats, but to help them to get some, you know, some money in their pocket for school. And they work around the student's school schedule. So that was another reason we went there was because the students have an opportunity for employment there also. So many different opportunities in this town, so many different opportunities all across the Southeast for students to go to work and those kind of things. So we just had a great time at these two locations, and summer school ended really well. The students learned so much, and we actually ended with a steak cookout at the end of the day yesterday.
Well, that's not a terrible way to end the day.
It is not. They fired up the grill. Hey, listen, hey, I told them, I said, and I don't say this lightly when I talk to them, I said, this is probably one of the best summer school classes that I've had. Everybody got along. Everybody did what they were supposed to do. Everybody showed up to school every day. They did what they were supposed to. We didn't get as much done as we wanted to. I thought we were going to get a lot more done on different tasks, but we did not. But we're going to follow up on that when we come back to school. But we had a great time, and the students really, really enjoyed it. So we ended our summer school. They went through and cleaned up the entire shop. They repapered our tables. They made sure everything was in its place. They fired up that grill so they could cook their hamburgers and steaks and stuff. And the reason they wanted to get this shop and everything cleaned up, because when we have new students coming into class in the new year, they want everything to be presentable for the new students as they walk in. They want them to see how it should be when they get into that classroom. So they did the extra time cleaning up and doing that kind of stuff too. And, you know, that's part of learning. You have to clean up your shop. You know, if you're working at a shop, you have to clean up behind yourself. And I don't know if any of my listeners go, wow, you made them clean up. I'm like, no, that's part of learning. That's part of what you should do. Constant cleanup mode as you work, you should be cleaning up around you, that kind of thing. So they learned so much over the summer. And we did What Did You Learn Over the Summer? That was fun. And it was a long conversation while they sit there and ate their lunch. And we talked about what they learned over the summer, and that was so much fun also. So we had a great time. I'm gearing up now for the regular school year. School starts on August the 11th. Teachers go back, I believe we go back on the 2nd. I'm going to have to check that date to make sure I'm there.
Yeah, it's already quickly approaching.
Yeah, so I need to really check and make sure I'm going back on the 2nd. It could be the 3rd, but I think it's the 2nd. I may be a day late. I don't know. Anyway, so we'll check on that. And so I'm ready. I'm getting ready for next year. If you're interested in my class, please go to the school, talk to the counselors. If you're interested in any class there at all, go talk to the counselors, get signed up, because the classes are filling up. We are starting our school year. The counselors are there right now, even though the teachers are not. I'm off until till that day I go back. So I'm going to try to relax a little bit. But I'm also going to try to figure out what I want to do for the new school year to keep moving forward and those kind of things. So I would check on that website, georgestonecollege.edu, go to that chat feature and talk to the counselor about getting into my class. I had a gentleman call me yesterday, a young man that's interested in transitioning out of the, what kind of stuff, landscaping business. Into the marine industry. And I know his dad and loaning for a long time. And they've always been boaters and offshore fishing and stuff like that. So I think it would be a good transition for him to transition out of the lawn care business into my class. So I talked to him on the phone yesterday and I said, hey, come by and see me. Come look around the school, see what you got, because they are looking at other schools in the South a little bit. So I told him, I said, come see me first, go talk to dealerships, those kind of things, and see if they can kind of guide you toward the correct school. So I know I did a lot of talking today. It's kind of what I do, because I get excited about what we do over at Georgestone. But let me go ahead and thank our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. The phone number 850-492-0487. Remember, Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Power Center. They will beat anybody's prices on Yamaha and Mercury product. And so check them out. If you're finding that you're having a hard time finding product, check with them first. I think Mickey's got an inside scoop on some of that stuff. So go out there and talk to Mickey and see if they can help you out with that. And remember, we have open enrollment at school, so we are enrolling for the fall. So check us out, and hopefully we'll see you in my class next year. Thank you.